Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jason, how are you?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, good morning. So, Jason, what do we take from the match against the Philadelphia Union and Atlanta United from the other night? What do we take from that?
You take a really good 45 minutes that I think Atlanta United showed a lot of the promise that we've seen in, you know, batches of play, but maybe not a full half of play. The first 45 was a lot of fun to watch, but it was really created a ton of chances, forced five saves from Andre Blake. But it also, I think we learned the value of converting, of producing a goal. You know, the chances are great, and you got to create the chances to get the goals. But if you're not scoring the goals, then you get what happened in the second half. And this is a young team that conceded a goal against the run of play on a set piece. And it felt like they kind of struggled with how the emotion of the match turned. They panicked a little bit. They tried to get too much back too quick. You had 30-plus minutes and another 90 in Philadelphia in the second leg, and they got a little too risky at that point. And you have a miscommunication, at least a goal number two. You're pushing forward for a goal because you have to try to get something out of the match at that point. You don't get it. You give up goal number three. And we learned how good it can look, but we also learned that if you don't get those goals out of that quality play, what the reality can be.
Yeah, and they got smacked in the mouth, literally smacked in the mouth, and roughed up. And, you know, I don't think that's – I think this, you know, is a good thing for this team to you know, realize that the physicality is going to be a part of the game, and that's what Philadelphia Union wants to bring. They, you know, they're like, you know, the Raiders of the NFL. I mean, they come out there and they try and, you know, just physically beat you up. And so, you know, look, you learn something. Now we move on and see what Philadelphia Union's got kind of going forward here in terms of that second game. I'm not going to put a whole lot of stock in it. As far as I'm concerned, you can play a bunch of kids and just move on. I'm not gonna worry about Champions League. I'm just gonna focus on MLS.
Yeah, you know, I was about to, you know what, Jonas, you brought up a good point. I was about to ask Jason that. What do you think should happen in the next game, knowing that you're down three goals?
Yeah, it's a tricky one because you never want to wave the white flag, but you do have to be realistic here with a fairly crowded MLS schedule in the month of May. You know, you've got some guys who have played a lot of minutes so far already, and you've got a player like Joseph who you're still trying to kind of get going again. You've got to be maybe a little more strategic about your lineup in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. You've got young players who can go and absolutely turn things around. Is it likely? No, you're down 3-0. I think it's happened one time in CONCACAF history where somebody was down 3-0 after leg one and turned it around in advance, and they had the second leg at home in that series. This is a really difficult task. So it could be an opportunity for some of those guys who have worked really hard in training, who have pushed the starters all year long, to get some game time and show what they can do in a 90-minute match against a really good Philadelphia Union team.
Jason Longshore is the man of many podcasts. He not only does the highly popular Stoppage Time for Atlanta United, but now the No Swag Shop for the Atlanta Hawks. I take a little disappointment out of the Detroit game. I'm far more disappointed what happened in Detroit than I am what happened last night. They lost by 44 points, but look, you want to talk about no Trey, no Herder, no Bogey, no Hunter. You're playing, you know, you're just clearing the bench out. It was almost like a, you know, we hear about these, you know, load management. That was like a team load management game last night against Philadelphia.
Yeah, I heard they were looking at Hugh for a 10-day contract for last night.
They weren't going to get no shooting, and they weren't going to get any defense. I don't know what they were going to was trying to get.
Get that rebounded, though.
And probably not even any of that either. My vertical is shot. But yeah, that was a tough game for the Hawks last night. Do you feel like for the Sixers, though, they were trying to make it, that was kind of like a statement game, because it felt like that a little bit to me, like they were trying to make a point against a beleaguered
team. There were a couple little things that happened in it with the high five that Chris Dunn took exception to. I think they called back to back timeouts in the fourth quarter as well when they're up, I think, 30 something.
Yeah,
like, really. Why?
I mean, the game's over.
Yeah, like what are you trying to do here? You're playing a team with no shooters. I mean, John Collins talked about it afterwards. They didn't have any of their shooters really on the court. He was great, but he can't do everything himself. Like, I don't know. We'll see if it adds a little spice to the second game here as they play again. And I think most importantly, we'll see if the Hawks can get some of these guys back for the second game.
Yeah, so that'll be tomorrow night in Philadelphia, and then the Hawks will return home Saturday to face the Bulls at State Farm Arena, and we will be off to the races 7 of the final 8 games. So I asked the rapid-fire question earlier this morning, and I'm going to ask it to you, Jason. I was asking our guys here, based on what you know at the moment, sitting here on this Thursday with 9 games to go, 7 of which are at home, 7 of 9, is whether or not you think the Hawks will finish in the top 6, or will they fall to the play-in?
Top 6. I think they finish in the top 6. I think that last run at home will help, even as you're still trying to get guys back. It's so much of it is unknown, though, just on these injuries. You know, you've got to get these players back, and you've got to give them a little bit of time to, you know, knock the rust off as well. So you got to get Trey back in a big, big way. I think they'll be in the top 6. I feel pretty good about that.
Well, it is draft day, Jason. I know you do Atlanta United, and I know you do the Hawks, which are an Atlanta guy. So let's talk a little bit about this. We're taking everybody. You got the big poll going up right now about, you know, you're on the clock here. You are looking at the number 4 pick. Who are you taking? Justin Fields, Trey Lance, Kyle Pitts? Are you trading it or selecting somebody else? You're the general manager, Jason Longshore of the Atlanta Falcons. What do you say for number 4?
I'm listening as long as possible about trades. I would like to get another first-round pick if it's possible. And I don't know if any of those guys at 4 are worth not trading down and maybe getting more pieces to help. You never know, because you never know what's going to be out there in a trade. There might not be a good enough trade to do it, but I would be looking to trade.
All right, there's a vote for Trey, which, by the way, is coming in just behind Justin Fields at number 3 in our poll at 27% for trade or other. And, you know, if you get the right offer and the phones are going to be ringing, when the commissioner says, you know, you're on the clock, boy, I think a lot of us are going to be taking a big old deep breath there, Hugh. You know, what's going to happen now?
I'd be glad when it's over. I mean, so we can.
You're tired of talking about
it. Well, I mean, it's like, because it, like, you give your opinion, but when people don't agree, they kind of get a little snippy. Not saying that anybody's done that, but you know how it is.
I've never had anything like that happen.
Yeah, you know, like when you talk soccer and you give your opinion and somebody doesn't agree with it, it's like, you know. I'm just ready for games to be played and, you know, the season to get here.
It's so
like
hard
it is when you talk soccer. You're just ready for the season to get here and stop talking about it and just be about it. Yeah, like that.
Yeah. I mean, these things are hard because I'd love to see a trade. I'd love to see that be the option here, but there might not be a good enough one on the table.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what you're looking at. You're definitely looking at that, because nobody's – like, you're looking to fleece somebody, kind of like what San Francisco got. They got fleeced. So you're trying to figure out, you know, what's the best route to go, and you want to get as much value for that pick as you possibly can. So we'll see.
Jason, there's one other little quick story involving Atlanta United in a sense here. Yesterday we heard the Braves are going to open up to 100% capacity in the next few days, and then we heard Atlanta United is going to do the same. So we're going to get a full, and I guess it'll be in the soccer configuration, which is like 40-some thousand, right? But full house for Atlanta United. Here we go. It's 100% capacity, and let's roar. Are we going to have that Atlanta United kind of home field advantage back?
Yeah, I've been talking to people about this, and I don't know how to feel exactly, because maybe it feels a little too soon. Maybe you could have waited a little bit longer. But if the Braves were going to open up, I don't think you could afford not to. So, you're kind of in this catch-22. There's been plenty of time for people to get access to vaccines. They've been available. I mean, it's been walk-up vaccinations here lately. So, how much more can you do to get to where you're ready to open? I don't know. I don't know the timeline to that. I know some people are feeling like it's a little rushed, but I don't know what waiting would do either. It's a crazy thing. And I think, more than anything, if you're going to go, you have to be careful. You have to follow all the protocols. There's still going to be protocols in place. There's still going to be plenty of safety procedures there. So I can tell you, from last year to the last home game, I've felt completely safe in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I've loved all the work that the staff has put in. And I feel like they will do the same with the full configuration, but it does take the people in the stands to follow the protocols as well, to keep the people around them safe as well.
Yeah, I thought one of the people said, "Can't believe they're going to do this indoors." I had to remind them, it's not a dome, it's a stadium. It's an open-air stadium. People forget that.
The ventilation in that stadium as well, it is really impressive the way they recycle air. It's so big, they're able to do some things that you couldn't do in the old Georgia Dome, and you couldn't do in other indoor venues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'll be fun. Yeah, all right, Jason, where can the fans find you?
We've got stuff coming up today with No Swag Shop, facebook.com/929thegame, and you can go back and watch Mike Conti and I from yesterday's stoppage time. That's always on Wednesdays at 2. No Swag Shop on the Hawks is Thursdays at 2 o'clock. facebook.com/929thegame.
facebook.com/929thegame. Jason, as always, do appreciate it. Thanks, bud.
You're the man.
Thanks, y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.